Imagine your marriage healthy, thriving, and fun again. Welcome to the Coach Martez and Woodrina Show, the ultimate power couple helping you with understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Certified professional life and marriage coach, Martez Layton, and licensed therapist, Woodrina Layton, are here to help you step up your game when it comes to marriage, relationships, and so much more. With 30 years of marriage under their belt and a proven track record of mending broken bonds, you can rely on Coach Martez and Woodrina to empower you and your loved ones to have a strong connection for life. The Coach Martez and Woodrina Show starts now.
Good afternoon. Happy Wednesday. How's everyone doing? Happy April. Man, it's amazing to be here. Yes. It's amazing to be here with you guys. I'm Coach Martez.
Hello, everyone. And I'm licensed therapist Woodrina Layton.
And you are listening to the Coach Martez and Woodrina Layton Show here on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective. Stay with us for the next hour as we discuss marriage coaching and counseling and what it looks like working with Coach Martez and licensed therapist Woodrina Layton.
That's right. And as we do every week, we're looking forward to just having an enjoyable conversation around walking out the journey of love, life, and fulfilling purpose as we share practical tips, perspectives, insights that will help you to improve your relationship, communicate better, walk in forgiveness, and just simply love one another better. So, you know, for our fun fact today, we're just going to share one little, we always share a little fun fact about ourselves. So next week, we'll be celebrating our 31st wedding anniversary.
31 years.
That's right.
Man, we got married when I was 10 years old. Woodrina was trying to take me from my mom, trying to pull me. No, he's coming with me. I know he's going to be an amazing man when he gets older. I'm taking your 10-year-old son.
Yeah, it was a process. But yes, 31 years. We're excited to be celebrating 31 years of marriage. You know, as everybody know, marriage is a process.
Absolutely.
You know, it's work every day, but you can get to the place where, you know, we are where we just really love each other. We like each other. We enjoy being around each other. We enjoy each other's company. We're looking forward, you know, to celebrating our anniversary next week. Because we just really enjoy being with each other. So that's a fun fact that we just wanted to share about ourselves. We celebrate 31 years of marriage next week.
31 years, 33 years of being with each other. Mm-hmm. And again, like, you know, like Woodrina is saying, this is something we absolutely love, you know, doing professional coaching and professional counseling and making an impact in the lives of others. You know, we just want to see couples get to a place where we are, you know, regardless of the distractions, regardless of some of the things that you go through that may be deceiving on your path to really getting into that place of destiny. This is why we do what we do.
Yeah.
And so, but we're excited to be celebrating 31 years and excited that you're here with us.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. And like Martez says, you know, for us, this is purpose. This is a destiny path for us that we're on as far as being marriage coaches and counselors. This is this is a destiny path for us.
Yeah.
So let's talk about marriage coaching and counseling. You know, what we say, what is all this talk about marriage professional coaching and counseling? Because of the fact it's becoming more accepted and normalized today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, you know, people were like, I'm not going to counseling. I'm not doing this.
I know, that's what we said.
Exactly.
We got married in 1991.
Yeah. And honestly, coaching didn't even really come about up on the scene until later on.
It was going on, but not for your normal working class people.
Yeah, so it wasn't normalized for working class people till like in the 2000s, probably.
In the late 2000s.
Yeah, well, we're in the late now, but I say like the mid. Well, the early.
Yeah, because when I started in 2009, when I was going through the school in 2008, you know, even then, that coaching, that wasn't just
normalized
for everybody. You remember Bishop Brown didn't even
You're right. Mm-hmm. And now it has become more normalized. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and we just want to talk about even though it is more normalized now, coaching and counseling, most men still feel as though, you know, they don't want to open up and share their relationship with a professional. You know, they feel they just don't want to go. They feel like it'll be a place where they're bashed and they're the ones blamed for everything going on in the relationship. And many women feel as though they want it in their relationship, but then they can't get their spouses. They can't get the husbands to come join them. Yeah, we do. We hear that all the time. We can't get them to commit. So, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we also hear couples say that, you know, we experienced it, but it just wasn't good for us.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
we didn't have a really good experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hear that a lot. And, you know, and people say, wow, it's so different with you guys. But, you know, you have to make sure that there's a connection, you know, with your counselor or with your coach, whoever it is, you have to make sure that it's a connection. So I just wanted, before we get into, you know, talking, I just really want to share a little bit on what to like listen for and expect, you know, when you're looking for a coach or a counselor. First of all, you want to make sure is that you get referrals. So it's good to really hear from a friend or a family member who's actually been to someone and you ask for referrals, because that's the best way. Honestly, we get a lot of our clients from referrals.
Yeah, most people.
Because that's how, because you have to make sure it's a good connection.
And our friend Google.
Yeah, and our friend Google. And that's why.
I got stock in Google too.
Yes.
And I just thought about
that. Yeah, yeah.
I got stock in Google.
Because Google, a lot of clients find us via Google, but I think it's very important that you read the bio of the therapist or the coach that you're looking to work with and see if you can connect with their story and look at their expertise and also see if they expertise is in an area where you're seeking help, because like for us, of course, it's relationships, but we have a niche in, especially in infidelity, overcoming infidelity. So many of our clients are dealing with that, but of course we're everything relationships. So we have a lot of different, we're going to talk about
even
that.
With pre-marital.
Yeah. We see a lot of different, couples and relationships. And so I also want to make sure you remember to just read reviews. And also, you know, I think it's funny because a lot of people say, we just looked at y'all picture and it's like y'all picture, we just wanted to work with y'all. Y'all picture just, it was just something about y'all picture that made us want to just work with you all. So, you know, connection is what matters most. So you just want to make sure that you have a connection with the person so you don't have a bad experience.
Oh, no, that's true. And what I say, that's what I say, boy, when people sometimes, seriously, a lot of people will just say, you know, how did you connect with us? And they just said, just seeing you all's picture is like, it was just something about the picture. And that's why I say, I'm like, I just say, thank you, God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because in actuality, there's a lot of people who say that.
Yeah.
And so it really be fun. And they were just like, it's like y'all picture just seemed so welcoming and so warm. And of course that is who we are. And like I tell people, I even had one of the clients that actually said, you know, you all's reviews, you all's website, you know, she literally just said, it doesn't do you all justice.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you really meet you all and you really work with you all, you know, it's just something. Mm-hmm. So you are right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are welcoming people.
Yes, we are. We are.
We want to work with you.
So, like we said, you want to make sure it's a good fit. However, when working with us, you know, you would go to dreambuilderscoaching.net if you were interested in working with us.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, we offer an array of services around relationships.
Mm-hmm.
We do premarital coaching and counseling.
Relationship coaching.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we do affair recovery and individual coaching. We have a lot of people that are searching for life meaning and purpose who just want some individual coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I do individual counseling as well.
Mm-hmm. And so what I normally tell everybody when you think about the premarital or the relationship coaching, because actually that's one of the big areas for us, the premarital coaching.
Yeah.
And so I normally, and that premarital coaching actually comes with the national certification certificate that actually says you completed professional premarital counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big piece. But even with the relationship coaching, a lot of the people that I have for relationship coaching, they actually haven't gotten engaged yet. They're just at a place where they're in their dating. And that's why I say I got to shout out them millennials, because them millennials are really stepping up, really investing into their relationships, you know, because they're just really dating. And what they'll say is, you know what? We just want to make sure this we're going in the right direction. And we should keep down this path.
Right.
And I'd be so proud of that. You know what I'm saying? When I got a daughter 30 years old and a son 27. Mm-hmm. So when I'm actually getting 28-year-olds, 26-year-olds, actually just saying, you know, this is something I want to do, man, that just really encourages me.
Very encouraging, because it's like you're doing the work.
Yes.
Like you're working on yourself, and that's so vitally important, because when you're young like that, you know, and you're working and you're saying, okay, well, let's come together and work on our relationship and make sure we're going in the right direction, and even making sure we're a good fit for each other. You know, then you would discover in that, you know what, I need to do some individual work. So let me get, you know, let me get some individual counseling or some individual coaching, because I want to be my best self going into this relationship.
Absolutely.
With, you know, whether it's with the person, that person, because we find people come to us, they realize, you know what, we're not a
this
good fit.
Not right.
This is not right. So then they, but they're becoming their best selves for that other person, whoever God has for them.
Right. So, so along with the premarital, you have the relationship coaching. And then when we tell everybody, is about marriage maintenance.
Yeah.
And so what we say marriage maintenance is, that's just where we have a session that just allows you, as a 90-minute session. Mm-hmm. It's called the Relationship Reset with Coach Martez and with Drina Layton, or you can work with either of us individually. Mm-hmm. But the marriage maintenance is just what it says. It's just you getting a checkup on your relationship. Mm-hmm. This is something I recommend doing at least once a year.
Yeah.
At least once a year, because it's just like your vehicle. Mm-hmm. You're going to take your vehicle to at least get maintenance on it. Mm-hmm. Normally once or twice a year. But with this one here, I always recommend all my premarital couples, all the couples we work with, don't let this be something you wait years for to do. With marriage maintenance, you want to do once a year.
Yeah.
And the marriage maintenance, when you go to the website, is the Relationship Reset. Mm-hmm. And then that's where you can sign up, schedule, and do all of that right through the website. And that is also couples that are, you know, even if you're not married, you will see Relationship Reset, and that's just something you will want to do.
Yeah.
So we just kind of explain it. So when you go to the website, you will understand, I know Coach was saying you don't have to be married to do the Relationship Reset. And that's what I'm saying.
You don't.
You don't have to be married, but just know marriage maintenance, that's the Relationship Reset, whether you are married or whether you just seriously dating and just kind of want to just kind of see how things are going, that all falls up under the Relationship Reset.
Right. And technically, really, any couples that come to us, we recommend that you schedule the Relationship Reset first. You start with that before we, so that way we can get a good feel for you. You can get a good feel for us. We can make sure we're a good fit. Mm-hmm. We can see what it is that you need so that we can develop the plan, the recovery plan or the maintenance plan or whatever it may be that's going to work for you. Basically, we do recommend all couples schedule that. And we do have, if you're looking for individual coaching, you know, we have an individual, what it's called, like the strategic life strategy.
Focus and clarity.
Yeah, life.
So we're going to talk about that after the break.
Yeah, too. Life focus and clarity. We still got a minute.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. The life focus and clarity.
Strategy session.
That's what you would schedule if you're looking for individual coaching. And then also, you know, like we said, if it's a fair recovery, Relationship Reset first. You want to just schedule that first so that we can just get a chance to meet with you. You meet with us and we just see, you know, how it is, what's going on.
Okay. So, yeah, but we'll still just say a little bit more about fair recovery when we come back.
All right. So we're about to take a quick break. But when you're listening to the Coach Martez and Adrenal Latent Show, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion on marriage coaching and counseling and what it looks like working with us.
All right, let's go.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you. Go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki Master and author Brett Bevel. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, Visit brettbevel.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDene.com. That's DENEE.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. We are back on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton show. Today we have been discussing marriage coaching and counseling and what that looks like in your relationship and on what it looks like working with us. You know, so before the break, we were discussing some of the services that we offer. So Martez is going to recap that.
Right. So again, we have premarital coaching. You have relationship coaching. You have marriage maintenance. You have affair recovery, individual counseling, and individual coaching. Now, in the first segment, we talked a little bit about both of those. I just wanted to say with affair recovery, that's for people who really know they are committed to really overcoming infidelity.
Right.
Because that affair recovery is not something where if you are not sure, because that's an intense package.
Yeah.
So I just want to just say that to you. You want to make sure this is something we're willing to fight for, but to make that decision, a lot of times we have a lot of couples that we tell everybody, start with the relationship reset. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a lot of information, insight, and clarity from the relationship reset with Coach Martez and with Drina Layton.
Yeah.
Then we actually talk about what that process will look like during the affair recovery, because
yeah.
that's a whole process that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Individual counseling, again, that's with Drina. Mm-hmm. She's the only one that can do that. She's the licensed therapist. Mm-hmm. I can't do individual counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Individual coaching. A lot of the people that I work with this area, because this is the one area where I leave relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell people when I first started back in 2009, I was a certified professional life and marriage coach.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, I was actually having a lot of life coaching clients. And then once we started talking about marriage and doing it, it's like, then we was on the Oprah Winfrey Network and it was like, boom, mm-hmm. you know, it's just like, but I do have a lot of people that I work with individually. Mm-hmm. Theirs is more for clarity,
mm-hmm.
understanding what is going on,
mm-hmm.
what's causing me to miss this, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in their career, whether it's just really trying to just fine tune with understanding a little bit better about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that really is life coaching, and that doesn't necessarily have to be, well, relationship focused, because
yeah.
that's about you.
Exactly.
So I just wanted to say that so you would know if you go to the website, because you actually sign up and schedule everything through there. So I just wanted you to kind of have a good idea about
mm-hmm.
what those mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, what are the benefits of working with Coach Martez and licensed therapist Wadrina Layton? So, you know, a lot of times people tell us, we hear this very often, it's like, wow, working with you guys is so different. It's like, we've been in marriage counseling before, but working with you guys is so different. And first of all, it's because you have a husband and wife team. You know, so it's very important to have a husband and wife team, because you're hearing from
that's what makes us unique.
That's what makes us unique. You're hearing from the perspective of a husband, and you're hearing from the perspective of a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, the your feelings are being validated for both the husband and the wife. You know, it's like, it's no sides. Sometimes people feel like, oh man, if we have a male therapist, he's going to side with my husband. And if we have just a female, she's going to, you know, coach or counselor, they're going to just side with, you know, my wife. Mm-hmm. However, when you have both of us, like, we're in the middle, and then sometimes it's like, it's a balance, right. You know? So you, both feelings are because I can always see it from the wife's perspective, right. And Martez sees it from the husband's perspective. So that's what just brings that balance for, you know, for us.
And that's been from the beginning, that something that has been very unique, has been very beneficial. And this is something that we've had to learn over the years, mm-hmm. because me going through coaching school to get my professional certification, with Drina going through counseling to get her master's in mm-hmm. counseling, and then getting her license, those train of thoughts mm-hmm. are really different.
Yeah, they are.
You know, the approach is different. Mm-hmm. What you're listening for is different. Mm-hmm. What your goal is different. Mm-hmm. So I will say this too, it's really taken us years to fine tune it, mm-hmm. because we really had to learn also how to balance those two mm-hmm. when we was talking with couples. Mm-hmm. And then both of us also, we've been in ministry. Mm-hmm. We were in ministry for years mm-hmm. in leadership areas mm-hmm. in ministry. So then you have the ministry that's at our mm-hmm. heart, mm-hmm. but then you have the professional certifications mm-hmm. and the experience of marriage and working with other couples. So when you combine all of that, mm-hmm. that's what we tell people. It gives you that different sense of like, this is just different. So, you know, and it's very beneficial.
Yeah, it is. It's very beneficial. So you have the coaching perspective, you know, because when we're working with couples, we're coaching.
Right.
Because I am a counselor. However, when we're working together, I'm right. coaching.
Right.
But
because I'm not a therapist.
Because he's not a therapist. But because of the fact that I have that training, I'm always listening from a counseling ear. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot, I'm listening from a counseling ear. Although I'm in the role of a coach, I'm wearing the head of a coach, I'm mm-hmm. listening with a counseling ear. Mm-hmm. So that helps to, you know, that helps to bring more mm-hmm. Value to our sessions as well.
Right. And then what I tell everybody, you know, I'm a coach at heart.
Yeah.
You know, for people who have been to counseling, and, you know, like I tell people, I'm married to a therapist. I understand, mm-hmm. you know, I have nothing against therapy, but sometimes, you know, you need to be pushed forward. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things that, you know, I let the couples know, you know what, I'm the coach here. I talk to the men. I say, have you ever played sports? How many of you as a man have played a sport, or even as a woman, you played a sport, whether women's basketball, women's volleyball, mm-hmm. women's softball, women's swimming, and the coach was like, could you please do that different for me? Could you please make sure you... So I just tell him, you know what, I'm Coach Martin.
Yeah.
Coach ain't gonna ask you to please.
Right.
Nothing. I'm just telling you, this is what I need you to make a commitment
right.
to.
He's
I need you to look into yourself and ask mm-hmm. yourself, how does this make this different for the woman that I love or mm-hmm. for the man that I love? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to challenge you a little bit differently than a counselor would challenge
yeah.
you.
Yeah. He's going to challenge you a little bit more than I am. Yeah, I'm going to challenge. But yeah, at the same time, like I said, I'm listening with that counseling ear, so I'm not going to come. It all depends on the person. Sometimes I come harder with some than others. But yeah, he's going to always challenge and push. So it helps to bring balance when we're in sessions. Because sometimes I'll say, okay, let me come with soft approach.
I don't know. You know? And that's why I tell you. But that's what ends up happening. You know, when we do individuals where people are start with us, or they'll start with me, or they'll start with Drina. Then once they actually speak to the other person, like, oh my gosh, I love having both of y'all. I say, I definitely understand.
That's
why we always offer that as a solution.
Yeah.
But it's just that, you know, one of the things from the coaching perspective is encouragement, perspective shift, insight into understanding what is this.
Yeah.
Because two people that love each other don't want to hurt each other intentionally.
Yeah.
But you need to understand what are those challenges that keep causing you to go back to those habits mm-hmm. that make you not really be compassionate about the other person's feelings.
Yeah.
And so we have to work on that.
Yeah. And another benefit of working with us is, you know, we're very transparent. Right. You know, because we, like we, like I said at the beginning, for us, this is a call, this is destiny, this is purpose. Mm-hmm. And we know God has called us to help other couples, to strengthen the marital bond, mm-hmm. to heal and restore mm-hmm. those that need healing and restoration in their marriages. So therefore, we're very transparent. Right. So when in our sessions, you know, our transparency is helping to navigate you, right. you know, with compassion, right. because we know and understand where you are and what you're going through, because right. we've been there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. You know, like I tell everybody that we work with, you know, for me as a coach, one of the things is just like if you are playing football or you're playing basketball, but you actually got a coach who played. Mm-hmm. He played elementary AAU ball. He played high school ball. He played college football. You know what I'm saying? And maybe some instances may have been in the pro. Mm-hmm. But in those situations, when he's talking from a place of experience and sharing those experiences. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I found that really helps people to begin to mm-hmm. shift, mm-hmm. because you realize I'm being very transparent. Mm-hmm. We got married when we was 20 years old. Mm-hmm. At 20 years old. So how many challenges do you think we went through yeah. at 20 years old? So I don't want to hide those things mm-hmm. from you. I want to expose those things to you, to the people that we work with. I want them to hear we've been there. We've yeah. touched that. We've walked through that.
Yeah.
But now we've walked through it. Let us give you tools on how to avoid it.
Yeah.
Not just simply talking to you or not just simply listening to you, mm-hmm. but equipping you with tools to navigate out of that place, not only emotionally, but mentally and physically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it even makes the experience more comfortable, because a lot of times, you know, when we talked about earlier, you know, with men, you know, hesitation regarding, you know, talking with a professional, you know, when they come into the environment and they see, oh, wow, they're really transparent. You know, we're transparent coaches.
Right.
So then it's like, okay, then I know I can talk to them, because right. wow, what they went through is worse than what I'm going through.
Absolutely.
You know, so I know there's no judgment coming from them, right, you know, right. because they're sharing the challenges that they've mm-hmm. experienced. So it really helps to make the process make you more comfortable in the process.
Right. And I will say 98% of the men who have come since we started professionally back in 2009, 98% of the men, 99% of the men
yeah.
will actually say, you know what, coach? I'm so glad I came.
That is so
true. You know what I'm saying? Because again, it's a different experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't really,
yeah.
you know, we try to, those yeah. that have left reviews, yeah, Google yeah. reviews and yeah. different things to just kind of share it, but it is just an experience.
Yeah.
But we became what we wanted yeah. to have back in our lives when we needed it.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And so that's, you know, we understand. We're fully compassionate, fully understanding where you are. And it's a blessing to be able to do what you love, what you're called,
yeah.
and God has gifted you to do, and that's your job. That's yeah. your assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a passion. It's a joy.
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, you know, this is what we were looking for back when we were experiencing challenging times in our relationship, and we couldn't find it.
Could not find
it. So we became what we were looking for.
We were looking for us.
Yeah, we were looking for us.
I was looking for you. Yeah. I would have loved to have a therapist like you, but I'd probably been like some other people. Yeah, I want to hear from your husband.
I know. That's so true.
Because
I'm like, that's what I'm saying. The way you push and challenge and encourage people, hey, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's a balance,
mm-hmm.
and it's needed, and
yeah.
it's necessary.
Yeah.
So, those are a few things, you know, as far as, you know,
yeah,
working, you know, the benefits of working with us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we will continue this discussion on what coaching and counseling looks like working with us. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show.
Let's go.
How to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore Earth's guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrienne Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrienne's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com. Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, one-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. We have been discussing coaching and counseling and what it looks like working with the both of us. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to connect with us. And we would love to connect with you. You can visit our website at dreambuilderswithanscoaching.net. And on Facebook, it will be Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling. On Instagram, at Coach Martez, at Wadrina Layton, on Twitter, at Coach Martez, at Wadrina L. And then also, which we're going to talk about a little bit later, because if you've been listening to our shows, you know, the Married for Life Walk. We just had our fifth annual Married for Life Walk, which I'm sure you all have been seeing some pictures showing on. Thank you, Jacob. Yes, sir. So Instagram is Married for Life Walk. Twitter for Married for Life Walk is M4L Walk. And then on Facebook, it's still at Married for Life Walk. So if you want to see, and it's the number 4, Married number 4 Life Walk. So if you want to see more pictures, you can actually, and we're trying to upload.
Yeah, I'll get them all up by the end of the week.
Yeah, so if you want to see.
But we do have some on our Facebook page, it's a lot of pictures from the event, but I'll get them all uploaded by the end of the week.
We're working on that. We would love to connect with you, love to continue to hear your remarks, your comments. It means the world to us. But again, that's just if you want to connect with us. But let's continue doing this thing.
Yeah,
let's
go with Ray. So, you know, we mentioned earlier, you know, about how women, you know, kind of have a difficult time getting their husbands to join them when it comes
to their partners.
To get them to, because men is more challenging for men. So, you know, they find it difficult to get them to join them in relationship coaching or counseling. So I just wanted to talk about, you know, why men are so resistant to it. You know, and a lot of times it's because of the cultural expectations of men. And so therefore, you know, it's like, we strong, we don't need any help. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times they think, hey, there's nothing wrong with me. You know, we hear this all the time. I don't need to talk to nobody about my problems. Exactly. I can fix my own problem.
I can talk. Why are we going to pay somebody to listen to us?
Right. It's like, I can fix my own problems. You know, it's like, and a lot of times they feel like I should be able, because of, like we said, those cultural expectations, you know, the way they were brought up, they'll feel like I should be able to fix my own problems, you know, and sometimes they even feel like, you know, it's going to make me weak. If I go talk to somebody, then that means I'm weak, you know, and so, and then, like we said earlier, some of them may feel like they're going to be judged, but, you know, but like we said, you know, that's not the case with us. And also, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, how to actually, you know, get them, you know, Martez is going to share some things that you can say to get your husband to mm-hmm. your partner that's a male to come in and experience it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and especially, you know, with men, that is something. And a lot of times it's because of whether it's a parent, mm-hmm. whether it's a grandparent, whether it's an uncle, has pretty much said some things mm-hmm. that has never made you feel comfortable with realizing the importance of sharing your heart mm-hmm. with someone skilled to listen.
That's right.
That's what we always say. You want to share your heart with someone skilled to listen, because you can share your heart, but if they're not skilled to know how to take that information mm-hmm. you just said, process it in a way that improves you, that helps to maximize who you are or maximize your relationship, it can become very damaging. Mm-hmm. And so when men have done this over the years, then it's like, I can't trust people. Mm-hmm. And then some people would just say, I don't want to invest the money. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They just, true. I don't mm-hmm. see why we need to invest in that. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why we talk about understanding the difference between coaching and counseling. Mm-hmm. Because of the fact, did you have something? Mm-hmm. Okay. Because of the fact, this is what I say. You know, for some of you who may not know, if you don't have kids that participate in AAU, in AAU sports, all you got to do is just ask your partner, your husband, you know, because I'm telling you, AAU is no joke.
No joke.
It's no joke. That's like a freaking private school expense for AAU. Yes, so right. And I mean, when you see the money that dads will put into their kids for these sports, I'm telling you, it's something. I know a whole lot of people who kids are yeah. in AAU. Is no joke, but they understand everything is about the coach.
Yeah.
Everything is about having your child on a team where they're getting the coaching that's going to help to maximize them to be the best that they can. Mm-hmm. That's what coaching is about. Mm-hmm. So when you are actually talking to your partner about coaching, you want to explain it from that perspective, mm-hmm. from either a sports perspective, mm-hmm. because they all know what a difference coaching makes. Mm-hmm. And then it just helps us to be better, to mm-hmm. maximize ourselves in our relationship. Mm-hmm.
And that's so true. And then you want to make sure that you know, women, when you go to them, you say, will you join me?
Right.
You know, and
gotta deal with that ego.
Yeah, in a marriage coaching session so that I can improve my skills to be a better wife to you, because I want to learn how to love you better.
You got it.
Yeah, you know.
Look, you got to reel them in. I'm telling you, yeah. You got to catch that fish yeah. and reel them in. Because if they think.
Yeah, especially when they're resistant.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, a lot when they're resistant, it's like they're feeling like, you know, the men are feeling like.
You're trying to trap me.
Exactly. I'm the problem. So then it's like when you want to get them to come, you put it all on you.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I want us to go. And then they'll say, well, won't you just go by yourself? Well, no, if we both go, then it will help me to learn how to be us to work together as a better team, to become
right.
a better team.
Right.
So you want to always put it on yourself doing all the work, but it's making us better. I want to learn how to be a better wife to you. Right. I want to learn how to be a better team member. So it's good to have someone else there so that you can share, you know, what you need from me with them listening.
Right.
Because I need to. Sometimes, honestly, this is very true with all couples. Mm-hmm. We need to hear stuff from somebody else. A lot of times.
You tell me that all the time.
Yes, we'll tell each other something. Like I may see something and I may want to say it to Martez. Yeah, this will be an area that you really could mm-hmm. improve in, and I'm seeing this, but it's like they can't receive it. Like I tell people, sometimes we can't receive things from our spouse. We mm-hmm. need a professional to come in. We need to hear from a professional. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just like that. It's mm-hmm. Why is that? I don't, sometimes it's just like that.
I guess it could just be because it's something different.
Yeah, it's like I need to hear, because you can say, man, I've been telling them that for 10 years.
You tell me that all the time.
Yeah, and now all of a sudden you say it and it's like, it's gold.
The light came yes. on. Oh my gosh, I see it. You know, I'm thinking about all the wives and stuff that's yeah. like, you so right with Brent.
Right.
All of a sudden their eyes get big. They're like, it's something new. And it's like, I've been saying that the whole time.
Yes. So it's like, and that's why you always want to get them to come. You just put it on yourself.
I was laughing thinking about how the pastors used to always say, all the preachers would say, all we need you to do is just get them in here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You just got to invite them and and just get them in here and let us do the rest. That's why I laugh. Mm-hmm. That's definitely what preachers used to always say. Just get them in here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just get them in. And then also you want to, with the men, you know, just say, you know, I want, it's maintenance for our relationship. Mm-hmm. And kind of use the analogy, you know, with the car.
Absolutely. Because see, when you think about men, you got to think about like this. There are some words that are like trigger words in a man's mind. Mm-hmm. So when you say therapy or counseling, the first thing that a man says is, nothing's wrong with me. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that's what they're going to say. In their mind, they're going to say, nothing is wrong with me. I'm not sick. Mm-hmm. I'm not crazy. Why do I need to go talk to a therapist? I'm just telling you, that's what they're going to say. Mm-hmm. That's what the average man is going to say. Nothing's wrong with me. Mm-hmm. We're good, aren't we? And then you stuck like the deer caught in the head, like, what do I say now? You know what I'm saying? And then you say, no, we're not good. Well, tell me what's wrong.
Right.
I can fix it. It's like, no, you can't. I've been dealing with you for 12 years. Bro, you ain't fixed that yet. That's why, yeah, I'm telling you. But anyway, you want to think about it from a marriage maintenance, because all men, you know, whether it's an uncle, grandfather, whoever it may be, we know about the importance of oil changes and getting your tires checked out and rotating your tires and keeping your tires balanced and making sure everything is working good. That's why AutoZone and Advance Auto, you know, do so well with what they do.
Yeah.
You know, we understand about maintenance. So when you're talking to the man, make sure you're explaining it from a maintenance perspective, mm-hmm, and not like something's broke, not like something's about to break down, but just maintaining it. Because this is what you want to tell him, ladies. Just say, because I know how much I love you and I know how long we're going to be riding together, I just want to make sure this ride stays smooth and keeps going, baby, because I don't never want this to end. He's going to be like, where I signed up, take my credit card, go ahead and swipe.
All right, now. And then, you know, once you all go in, you know, and, you know, and we like to just say this, you know, because, you know, everybody is not fit to work. You know, everybody does is not called to work with us. So,
right, we totally,
you know,
understand.
We totally understand. So you just want to make sure it's a good fit, because we hear this often where people say, yeah, it just wasn't a good fit. And the counter was it ended up being a bad experience. So once you go into your first session and it's not a good fit, don't pressure your husband or your partner to go back. You know, if they didn't have a good experience, you do not want to pressure them to go back. Right. You want to just keep looking for somebody else and explain to them that it's all about being able to find somebody who's a good fit for us both.
Right.
Because, you know, you both have to make sure you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. So even if you are like, well, no, I like this person, I feel comfortable, it's not fair to them. You both have to be comfortable.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you just say, okay, well, let's just keep searching, you know, for somebody else that we both can feel comfortable with, because that's important.
And the good thing, you know, because even before COVID, you know, when we first started back in 2009, actually we were doing virtual even back then,
mm-hmm,
because I remember going through coaching school. That's really what they want. Mm-hmm. You know, all through coaching school, International Coaching Academy, that's all they was really teaching. They wasn't really teaching you to go and get a brick and mortar building. So when I first started doing virtual.
Yeah.
So, but with COVID, a lot of people started understanding that. So I'm just saying this because your fit may not be in your city.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing about virtual is, because we found during COVID, virtual sessions were very effective.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why we haven't even went back into the office yet ourselves, because it was so effective. And then living in Greater Atlanta, sometimes people traveling, it would take them an hour just one way to get to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're doing it virtually, it actually gives you more options.
Yeah.
So when you're trying to find that good fit, I would just encourage you, if you think that you only have to be in person, trust me when I tell you, we've seen a lot of effectiveness through virtual. And then think about all these businesses that went virtual and they realized,
we can work from home.
We can work from home and make, so I just want to put that in your ears.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So you're listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, we'll wrap up our discussion on what coaching and counseling looks like when you're working with us and in your relationship in general. Stay tuned.
Let's go.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the nine freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithADD.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are back with us, Coach Martez and licensed therapist Wadrina Layton on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton show. Today, we have been discussing marriage coaching and counseling and what it looks like working for us.
Working with us.
They're not our employees. That's my future.
Exactly.
I'm at that big practice where I'm hiring people. Absolutely. But anyway, what it looks like working with us. So, you know, we had discussed as far as the different services that we offer, mm-hmm. you know, to get started as a couple, making sure mm-hmm. you schedule the relationship reset mm-hmm. session, because that's how you get started. But we offer premarital, marriage maintenance, fair recovery, individual counseling, individual coaching. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're not going to go into all of that.
Right.
We discussed,
just go back and listen to.
Yeah. We discussed, you know, what it's like working with us both, you know, the benefits of working with us both as a husband and wife team, as a coach and counseling team. So, you know, we discussed that, coming from the coaching and counseling perspective. Mm-hmm. And we also shared, you know, earlier, you know, as far as what you should look for, the things you need to look for when you are looking for a professional to talk to regarding your relationship. We discussed some of the hesitations and resistance with men and gave the women some good tips on how to get their spouses, you know, into a session with them. And, you know, we wanted to make sure that, you know, we share about this past weekend, we had our fifth annual Married for Life Walk weekend experience.
Man, look, I'm telling y'all, we were so tired. When the event was all over from Friday evening, I let you talk about Wadrina and I could hardly walk.
Yes.
Go ahead.
When I tell you, you know that, because I mean, it was a lot. You're like, I didn't sleep Friday night going to Saturday. So Saturday at the walk, I was a complete zombie. I'm like, what happened? I went back looking at the pictures like, oh, wow, I didn't know that person was there. I didn't know that person was there, because I didn't see nobody. I was a zombie on Saturday. But we had an awesome time. Yeah. Friday night, we started with our love celebration. Mm-hmm. And we had our couples conversation, which is real talk. Whenever you're dealing with Coach Martez and Wadrina, we have our partner, vision partners, Ronnie and Shamari DeVoe. We do real talk. We talk in real talk relationships.
We actually let them submit a few questions.
Yes.
And we just kind of, we answered some, but we went into the crowd and met some people You know, because of course we had one couple that was married 50 years, yes. and one that was married 49, yeah. and, you know, just so many differences. So we kind of let some people see what they had to say. Because look, I told them that married 50 learn. Years, but Drina and I, we just got 31, yeah. y'all got 50.
And we always learn from each other because everybody has different experiences. Right. So we can always learn from each other. So yeah, we had our couples conversation, our real conversation. We had dancing, the DeVos perform for us, and we had fun dancing and stuff.
Mario Tori being
Our comedian was hilarious.
Because we believe you have to laugh. So yes. you know, if you're listening to this now, we just want you to know, in marriage, you know, you got to be able to laugh. I remember what I said, Bishop Jakes had said that years ago. And he was like, before you go to bed.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if that was years ago. I think I just heard him say that.
Probably about a couple of years. But always go to sleep with something that's made you smile.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things that we believe in marriage. You have to be able to laugh. So we had a comedian there Friday evening, and he had everybody laughing.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah, we had couples bowling.
Yep. We had couples bowling. We had, you know,
arcade games. Because I'm a big kid when it comes to Miss Pac-Man and Donkey Kong.
And then we liked the air hockey because we had the air hockey.
That was what we used to date. Yep, that was Drina's really first thing date. All we did, because I'm not really good at playing pool. And when Drina's not good at playing pool.
Right.
And that air hockey, we get competitive, just going at it. We had couples doing air hockey. Miss Pac-Man, don't get called. Now, I love that. I get on that Miss Pac-Man machine.
I'm
good. But no, it was fun.
Yeah, so we had a great time on Friday night. Then Saturday morning we came.
Oh, let me say what we didn't say. And this was really a blessing.
Oh,
Chase Bank was one of our sponsors.
Yes.
And Ford, the local Ford dealers, was one of our sponsors. So Ford dealerships here was our title sponsor, and Chase Bank was our presenting sponsor. So I have to say, because actually we couldn't have done any other things we did without having them as our sponsors.
Oh yeah, without having them as our present title and presenting sponsors. And then we also had individual sponsors as well. We had other businesses that sponsor as well.
Right.
And so honestly, this year's sponsorship was amazing.
It was just like, God. Yes. Look, the number 5 represents the number of grace. And we was just shown so much grace, so much for support, you know. It was just like, God, thank you.
Yes.
But it was a blessing. Yeah. But I'm telling you, we got some amazing pictures up for you to see it. And we're talking about it because this was year 5.
Yes.
But then year 6 is coming up.
Yep.
And it's always the last Friday and Saturday in April.
The fourth weekend. That would be the last Friday and Saturday. Right. But it's always the fourth weekend in April. It's always.
And we were glad and just so thankful. Yeah. We had beautiful sky. Actually, it got hot.
I burned my head.
I don't know what I was thinking. I forgot to wear a hat. Mm-hmm. Man, and we had our 2-mile walk later that evening. I'm like, man, why is my head hurting? And realizing that sun was just boom.
Yes.
Boom.
And at our walk, we had our couples affirmation.
Yes.
We where we rededicated reaffirmed our love for one another.
Yep. Yep.
And then we did our balloon release where it's like we letting things go. It's like we talked about forgiveness and just letting those things go.
And we gotta shout out our volunteers, Clark Atlanta University, Morehouse College. Actually had volunteers. It was probably about 25?
Yeah, it was.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling y'all, this was a great event. If you've never been before, we would love for you to join us next year. And if you haven't seen any of the pictures, you got to go to Facebook, got to go to Instagram, check out some of these pictures and be a part of this amazing event next year, because it's all about strengthening marriages, all about saving families, all about realizing what our theme is. Boom, with the wristband.
Yeah,
Never let go of the hand that you are holding. And regardless of what you face, we just want to keep marriages strong.
Yeah.
Keep marriages together. But it was an amazing event. And remember, Facebook, Instagram, @Married4LifeWalk.
Yeah, and then like we tell everybody, you know, we're always walking for everything, cancer, autism, you know, lupus, and it's like we're walking for marriage. We're standing for marriage, and we're making a commitment to never let go of the hand we are holding. So, you know, we just wanted to thank everybody, you know, who supported us throughout the years, and if for anyone who's never come, we're looking forward to you joining us next year.
Yeah. And so now on a little sad note, guys. actually, there's a lot that's happening for Adrena and I over these next few months. And so actually, we're going to have to get ready to take a break. So we'll want you to look back for us like in the fall.
Yeah.
But just keep in mind, whether you're at our website or you connected with us on social media, you will be finding out. But we're going to miss you guys.
This is our last podcast for now.
Right. This has been amazing for us. We've absolutely loved it. It was a message that I couldn't see. But we just wanted you to know, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being a part of everything that we've done on the podcast. So
everyone who's been listening, you know, we had our faithful few, the McGregor and Adrena. So they were always listening. So, you know, we just thank you all. We'll be coming back. But and then we want to just remind everyone that you can get a copy of our book, A Blessed Affair. Mm-hmm. Be careful what you curse. Your curse can be your blessing. Mm-hmm. Anywhere books are sold, just Google A Blessed Affair or Coach Martez, because it'll come up. Mm-hmm. Coach Martez Layton. And also you can go to our website, because there's a link on our website.
Absolutely.
So I just want to give that out again. It's dreambuilderscoaching.net. Mm-hmm. Facebook is Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling. Mm-hmm. Instagram is at Coach Martez, at Wadrina Layton. Mm-hmm. Twitter at Coach Martez, at Wadrina L. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and like I always say, I just want to remind you all, happy marriages or relationships do not happen by chance. They happen by choice. So you have to be honest with yourself and be willing to be held accountable to the things that your partner may say to you without giving them back judgment or pushback. We're a team. We're here to make each other better. So just remember that. So make a commitment to accept that change without conflict.
Yep. And so again, Wadrina and I want to thank you so much for joining us today, listening and being a part of this over the last months. Mm-hmm. And so again, this Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton show here on Transformation Talk Radio. We had a wonderful time sharing with you today. We love you guys. Look forward to sharing more. Stay tuned. We want you to have an amazing week.
Yes. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you for tuning in to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show on Transformation Talk Radio with certified professional life and marriage coach Martez Layton and licensed therapist Wadrina Layton. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton have been working with owl-bound couples to strengthen their relationships for the betterment of their lives for 20 years, and it is in their divine role in life to do so. For more information or to schedule an appointment with Coach Martez and Wadrina, go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.